in upset.
Some of us spend a lot of time on social media.
After upset.
Nobody wants to associate with an irresponsible.
After upset.
Private operators are better.
But some of the top eight made it to the elite eight.
We must consider that presently, the country is at it.
And we even have one top four seed left.
Can Nigeria persist in the democratic system of government?
Will they keep the flying flag? Or will the underdogs finish the job? It's quarterfinals week in the Beg to Differ debate tournament. Monday.
My name is Phoebe Achebdu.
I am Praise Ofomizi.
One winner. Tuesday.
My name is Stephanie Ame.
My name is Ebule Timothy.
One winner. Wednesday.
My name is Sajike Debrajos.
My name is Afolani Busari Manu.
One winner. Thursday.
Akwara Dualichip.
I am Musa Nicolas.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, for each debate that airs at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, Obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Puka Hunt. Hello, Lagos. Welcome to day one of the Elite Eight. Today, two debaters will face off to find out who becomes our first semi-finalist. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, and all these students are competing for a 1 million naira grand prize. A big thank you to all our sponsors and partners who have made I Beg to Differ happen. Webster University Ghana is our prize sponsor. Webster University Ghana gives you the opportunity to start your university education in Ghana and finish in the US, in Europe, or Asia. They also offer scholarships if you want to do a course like computer science or management or psychology, media studies as well, or international relations. If you're interested in getting admission, call them today on 091-22-37-4818. That is 091-22-37-4818. Now, you already know that the winner gets 1 million naira, but that's not the only prize up for grabs. Webster University Ghana is also giving the runner-up 500,000 naira and 250,000 naira to the second runner-up. Obiwizi.com has prizes for the top three finishers. Obiwizi.com has been our partner from the very first I Beg to Differ debate tournament. They're giving the winner an HP laptop and a smartwatch. They're giving the runner-up a tablet as well as a smartwatch. The second runner-up gets a JBL flip speaker as well as a smartwatch. Obiwizi.com offers both new and good as new gadgets at affordable prices. And all of these gadgets are all under warranty. They also provide repair, advisory, and after sales service. Their Instagram handle is at Obiwizi. Obiwizi is spelled O-B-I-W-E-Z-Y. In Abuja, they are at Omega Center Plaza. In Lagos, they are at 26A Busola Durosimieti Drive, Lekki Phase 1, or simply just go to obiwizi.com. And all four semi-finalists will walk away with a tablet from RLG Communications. RLG Communications is a Nigerian original equipment manufacturer. They're based in Elesha in Osun State. They manufacture laptops, desktop computers, decoders, smart electric meters, power banks, and yes, tablets. Now, all our contestants are getting a goodie bag from Storm Body Spray. Storm Body Spray has everything from scrubs to body mists to perfumes to all kinds of scents. Anything that has to do with smelling great. Take a look at the offerings from Storm Body Spray. They have scents for women, scents for men, scents for boys, and scents for girls. And a big thank you to our hospitality partner, Buka Hut. Buka Hut making sure that each debater gets a good meal to recharge. Now, you know that they are a restaurant, but they also provide catering services. And they have a new outlet opening up very soon in Ikoyi. Now that you've met our partners, let's debate. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, and our first debater is our number 16 seed. He is 13 years old in JS3 at Cayley College. Fabian Chibundu, welcome to your third debate, and I beg to differ.
Thank you, Ma.
Our second debater is our number 6 seed. She is 14 years old. She's our number 8 seed, sorry. She's 14 years old in year 10 at New Hall International School, Chevron Lekki. Praise of Omezie Onuchi. Welcome back to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you, ma'am.
The contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I'll give you a topic. One of you will be in support. One of you will oppose. I hope you're prepared for both sides. I know the time was very short. Fabian says he didn't get a lot of sleep. He slept at midnight. Now, you each first get 3 minutes to present your positions. And then you each get another 3 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points your opponent made. Now, remember that this is the main event. It's not the playoffs. No do-overs. The clock is the clock. If you make an error, just keep going. My panel of judges tuned in from all over the world will score both rounds based on number, quality, originality of unique points made. If you repeat your point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation will earn you style points. Number of opponents' points addressed, very important if you want to score highly during rebuttals. And the strength of your rebuttal of each point will determine who wins and who loses. If your scores are tied, there will be a tiebreaker round. You switch sides. You have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You'll be scored for all new points that you make, which were missed by your opponent. And for new rebuttals to the points that you made earlier on. Are these points clear, lady and gentlemen?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
They are. Very well. You both know your topic. With limited funds, a government should prioritize education over infrastructure. With limited funds, a government should prioritize education over infrastructure. Now, let's decide who supports and who opposes. I have a coin to decide this. Praise, because you are our higher seed, you're going to choose either heads or tails. If a coin lands on the one you choose, you're going to support the motion. If it lands on the other side, you're going to oppose the motion. Are you ready? And I'm flipping the coin. Oh no, the coin has fallen away. Now we'll take a break and come back and do that coin toss again. You're listening to I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Hey Ben, Mr. Study Abroad, welcome back.
Thanks, Monet. I missed Accra, but I'll never forget the canals of the Netherlands and beautiful St. Louis in the US. I really feel like a global citizen.
That's the Webster advantage. A quality American degree, small class sizes, top-notch campus facilities, and the chance to spend up to a school year in the US, Europe, or Asia.
Apply now to become a Webster University student for undergraduate studies or to pursue a master's program.
Call 0912-237-4818 and visit webster.edu.gh today.
All right, we found the coin. Let's try that again. And hopefully it doesn't fall off. Here I have it in my hand. We toss. Call it.
Tails.
Tails. Tails it is. Here you see. And that means that you will be supporting the motion that with limited funds, a government should prioritize education over infrastructure. It's time now for round one, the presentation round. We're going to start with the motion supporter after this break, and then we'll go to the motion opposer. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Don't go away.
The round of 16 was full of upsets.
Well done, Clement, and it was good to see you.
Both playoff qualifiers beat their automatic opponents.
The system also gives nationalized students focus.
As it is, that's why most of them have been out of the country for many years.
And underdogs beat the top seeds in upset.
Some of us spend a lot of time on social media.
After upset.
Nobody wants to associate with an irresponsible.
After upset.
Private operators are better.
But some of the top eight made it to the Elite Eight.
We must consider that presently, the country is at it.
And we even have one top four seed left.
Can Nigeria persist in the democratic system of government?
Will they keep the flying flag? Or will the underdogs finish the job? Quarterfinals week in their Beg to Differ debate tournament. Monday.
My name is Fibia Chibdu.
I am Praise Ofomizi.
One winner. Tuesday.
My name is Stephanie Ame.
My name is Epule Timothy.
One winner. Wednesday.
My name is Sajike Debrajos.
My name is Afolare Busari Emmanuel.
One winner. Thursday.
Akwara Dualichi.
I am Musa Nicolas.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, for each debate that airs at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria FM. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, OBWizzy.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Puka Hot.
Praise, your 3 minutes start now.
According to an unknown author in a Tibetan proverb, a child without education is like a bird without wings. So I ask, of what good is a bird that can't fly? Good day, moderator, my fair panel of judges, my accurate timekeeper, and my co-debater. I am Praise Ofomizi, a student of New Home International School, Lekki, here to support the motion which says, with limited funds, a country should prioritize education over infrastructure. It is important to note, when funds are limited, the logical thing to do is to embark on a course of action that would meet the immediate needs of the society and increase the funds of the government. Therefore, in a situation of lean funds, the government should prioritize education over infrastructure. These are my reasons. First, education helps you to develop problem-solving skills. It teaches us how to think critically and logically. So you agree with me that if education was prioritized, then people will be able to solve many problems in the society. And who knows, they may even come up with a solution to the inadequate funds. Next, education gives rise to increased technology. The most technologically advanced countries in the world are the countries with highest access to standard education. Countries like Japan, US, UK, Germany, and China. It is their high quality of education that has made the technology an envy in the world today. So, to increase technology and science, countries must prioritize education over infrastructure. Besides, education plays a role in alleviating poverty because having a well-paying job helps. And employers are looking forward to hiring, employers of these high-paying jobs are looking forward to hiring educated people. Also, it increases the income that a country gets from the diaspora remittance. One of the major factors that affect the value of diaspora remittance is the quality of education of the diaspora community. In 2021, the chairman of the Nigerian Diaspora Commission, Honorable Dabiri, announced diaspora remittance of about $20 billion from the 70 million Nigerian diaspora communities. Also, education, prioritizing education over infrastructure increases a country's HDI, which is their Human Development Index. Which is access to knowledge, is one of the major components of the HDI. And it is no wonder that the United Nations and the has
praise of me. Thank you very much. Well done. Praise of Omezie Onuchi is 14. She's our number 8 seed. She's in year 10 at New Hall International School, Lekki. Praise, well done. Her opposer is 13 in JS3 at Kaylee College. And he is our number 16 seed, Fabian Chibundu. Your 3 minutes start now.
According to Rahul Gandhi, a rising tide doesn't raise people who don't have a boat. It must be the basic infrastructure to rise with the tide. Good day, panel of judges, moderator, time, fellow co-debater, and my listening audience. My name is Fabian Chibdu from Kaylee College. I'm here to oppose the notion that with limited funds, government should prioritize education over infrastructure. Firstly, infrastructure is far more than just roads. It's electricity, water supply, buildings, transportation, and food, the basic necessities of man. And indeed, you will agree with me that education can't top that. Secondly, a proper educational system will never be successful without infrastructure. Imagine education without school buildings and school facilities. Education and learning loses all its appeal and credibility. Furthermore, infrastructure increases the employment rate. Without infrastructure, there will be no job for the educated masses. Linking me to my next point that without infrastructure, this leads to brain drain. Lack in infrastructure leads to brain drain, seeing as many of the educated individuals live for greener pastures and contributing little to nothing to the nation's economy. Furthermore, infrastructure attracts investments. You agree with me that an investor will want to invest in a nation that has good infrastructure, and in the long run, it will also improve the nation's economy. Also, good infrastructure leads to connectivity. Distributing goods and services, both locally and internationally, can never be fulfilled without infrastructure. And I must add, infrastructure reduces poverty. African Development Bank stated that poverty reduction requires proper infrastructure. And TPO Go in his 2010 article stated that most poor people are situated in places that lack proper infrastructure. Linking me to my next point, which says that infrastructure increases a country's GDP. Research has shown that 1% growth in infrastructure leads to 1% increase in GDP. You must note that infrastructure also reduces a country's inflation. American Action Forum stated that increase in infrastructure leads boost a country's productivity, therefore matching the quantity demanded and, of course, reducing inflation. And finally, lacking infrastructure leads to insecurity. National Civil Defense Service pointed out that Nigeria's insecurity problem that's plaguing us daily is majorly due to infrastructure decay. There will be no need for education if the country becomes inhabitable due to insecurity problems. And in conclusion, I must ask, dear listeners, who has a larger chance of surviving when caught in a wave? An individual alone or an individual with a boat? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Fabian Chibundu is 13 years old, believe it or not. He's in JS3 at Kaylee College. And he opposes that education should be where the money goes if a government has limited funds. They're debating today that with limited funds, a government should prioritize education over infrastructure. His opposer is our number eight seed, 14 years old in year 10 at New Hall International School, Lekki. Praise of Formezie Onuchi. She says that yes, with limited funds, a government should prioritize education over infrastructure. Her opposer, Fabian, says, nah, put that money in infrastructure, not education. Lagos, I'm your moderator, Sandra Ezekwesili. You just heard the first round, the presentation round of today's quarterfinal match. We've just met the first two of the Elite Eight. We're going to meet another two tomorrow, and another on Wednesday, and another on Thursday. Let's take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll hear from the motion opposer, Fabian Chibundu, for the rebuttal round. He'll have 3 minutes to make his points. His opposer will have 3 minutes to make her points as well. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
The round of 16 was full of upsets.
Well done, Clement, and it was good to see you.
Both playoff qualifiers beat their automatic opponents.
The system also gives nationalized students focus.
As it is, that's why most of them have been out of the country for many years.
And underdogs beat the top seeds in upsets.
Some of us played a lot of time on social media.
After upset.
Nobody wants to associate with an irresponsible.
After upset.
Private operators are better.
But some of the top eight made it to the Elite Eight.
We must consider that presently, the country is at it.
And we even have one top four seed left.
The Nigerian President Democratic System of Government.
Will they keep the flying flag? Or will the underdogs finish the job? It is quarterfinals week in their Beg to Differ debate tournament. Monday.
My name is Fibia Chibdu.
I am Praise Ofomizi.
one winner. Tuesday.
My name is Stephanie Ahmed.
My name is Ebule Timothy.
One winner. Wednesday.
My name is Sajike Debrajos.
My name is Afolani Busari Emmanuel.
One winner. Thursday.
Akwara Dualichip.
I am Musa Nicolas.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, for each debate that airs at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Puka Hot.
Now it's time for the rebuttal round. This time we'll start with the motion opposer, Fabian Chibundu, 13 years old, in JS3, our number 16 seed at Kaylee College.
Upwards cause delay observed, I remain Fabian Chibundu. My opponent stated that education increases the funds of a nation. But might I ask that investments boost a country's funds? And someone won't want to invest in a country that doesn't have good infrastructure, electricity. Let me ask you, if I was a company, would I invest in a country that doesn't have electricity, water supply, good roads? No, I won't, because I will not be gaining profits. And if a country prioritizes infrastructure, the investment that will come to the nation will not only increase the nation's funds, but to boost the nation's economy. And you also stated that that education brings about problem-solving skills. But if the educated masses just know what to do with problem-solving skills, what do they use to solve the problems? Isn't it infrastructure? Education is the mind, but you have to apply infrastructure in order to help a nation. You also mentioned eradicating poverty. But just being educated doesn't eradicate poverty. If you want to get employed, will you be employed on a tree? Inside a cave? No. You have to be employed in an office, a building. Infrastructure comes into play when eradicating poverty and when it comes to employment, like I earlier stated. And you also mentioned that it helps that education brings about human development index. But if you don't know, Human Development Index is mainly driven by technology. And technology, now most technology is infrastructure. And might I tell you that Osun State is ranked second when it comes to education in Nigeria. Yet, it still has an average GDP. What does that say about education? Yet, Edo, which is an average ranked state when it comes to education, has a higher GDP than Osun State. Look at Lagos. Lagos is ranked the highest educated state in Nigeria. Yet, 35% is unemployed. What does that say about education? Education boosts an economy, but I beg to differ. Education rather increases crime rates. Let me tell you why. We all know of cyber crimes. But do you know over 20 million people that perform cyber crimes are graduates? Is education actually boosting the economy? No, it's not. Rather, it will continue to deteriorate if infrastructure isn't prioritized. Infrastructure is the backbone of an economic growth. Boost productivity, and any nation that wants to excel has to prioritize infrastructure before education can come into play. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Fabian Chibundu. Well done. Fabian is our number 16 seed, 13 years old, in JS3 at Kaylee College. His opposer will go next. She's our number 8 seed. She's 14. She's in year 10 at New Hall International School, Lekki. Praise Ofomezie Onuchi. Your 3 minutes start now.
Our protocols duly observed. I still remain praise Ofomezie. And I still think that with limited funds, a government should prioritize education over infrastructure. First, you mentioned that people would tend to leave the country for greener pastures, but that isn't totally bad, because if educated people leave the country and they get to other places, they'll get good jobs in those places they migrate to, and they'll be able to send money back to their country in form of diaspora remittance. Also, you mentioned that infrastructure improves employment. Who says education cannot give people jobs to do? I go to school, yes. The people that have to teach me, they have jobs. They are teachers that they need to employ. They have to employ a principal to take care of the school and manage the school. They have to employ people to take care of the students' feeding. Also, also towards the end of your presentation, you said that who will survive, an individual with a boat. But how can you give me a boat and not teach me how to use the boat? I would definitely not know what to do, and it might make me end up destroying the boat. Also, people without education tend to turn to crime, and when they turn to crime, they'll grow up to destroy the infrastructure that the country has been able to build over a long period of time. Also, if you provide infrastructure without education, people will not know how to use it, like I said before. Let me give an example. You can't give a doctor the right equipment to use and expect the person to know how to treat, to still know how to treat the patient, even if you didn't give them the right education. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well done, Praise. Good job. Great work. Well done. Let's take a break. When we come back, you'll hear more. Don't go away.
The round of 16 was full of upsets.
Well done, Clement, and it was good to see you.
Both playoff qualifiers beat their automatic opponents.
The system also gives nationalized students focus.
After this dance, most of them have been out of country for many years.
And underdogs beat the top seeds in upset.
Some of us played a lot of time on social media.
After upset.
Nobody wants to associate with an irresponsible.
After upset.
Private operators are better.
But some of the top eight made it to the Elite Eight.
We must consider that presently, the country is at it.
And we even have one top four seed left.
Can Nigeria persist in the democratic system of government?
Will they keep the flying flag? Or will the underdogs finish the job? It's quarterfinals week in the Beg to Differ debate tournament. Monday.
My name is Fibia Chibdu.
I am Praise Ofomizi.
One winner. Tuesday.
My name is Stephanie Ame.
My name is Ebule Timothy.
One winner. Wednesday.
My name is Sajike Debrajos.
My name is Afolani Busari Emmanuel.
One winner. Thursday.
Akwara Dualichi.
I am Musa Nicolas.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, for each debate that airs at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, Obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Puka Hot.
So, it's been almost 200 days of ASU strike. Are you tired or not? Because I think I am. You know how you always say, what God cannot do does not exist.
Computer science, management, psychology, media studies, or international relations. Webster also has his master's degrees in business, international relations, and human resource management. I mean, this gives you an opportunity to start your college education in Ghana and finish in the US of A, USA, Europe, or Asia. If you're looking for more details on this information, all you have to do is call the number 091-223-74818. Now, for more details.
Thank you again to Webster University for partnering with us. Webster University signing the checks that the children will get. Now, one of the kids who have debated today is a semi-finalist already, which means that their chance of walking home with that 1 million naira grand prize has just increased. Thank you to RLG Communications for providing a tablet for one of the children sitting in the studio with me right now. Just by being a semi-finalist, they will get a tablet from RLG Communications. One of them could also get a gift from Obiwizi.com. Obiwizi.com providing gifts for the top three finishers in this tournament. Now, the kids in this studio definitely got goodie bags from Storm Body Spray, and they will get food from Booker Hot when they're done in the studio right now. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. You're listening to I Beg to Differ. And our first debater was our number 16 seed, 13 years old, in JS3 at Cayley College, Fabian Chibundu. Our second debater was our number 8 seed, 14 years old, in year 10 at New Hall International School, Lekki. Her name is Praise Ofomezie Onuchi. And they both debated that with limited funds, a government should prioritize education over infrastructure. Praise said yes, Fabian said no. The judges have decided. Well done to both of you, and thank you for a wonderful debate. But like I always say, there can only be one winner. And in the presentation round, Praise scored 31. Fabian scored 52. For presentation style, Praise scored 17. Fabian scored 23. In the rebuttal round, Praise and Fabian tie at 26. And for rebuttal style, the judges awarded Praise 23 and Fabian 20. And so with a total of 121 to 97, the debater moving on to the I Beg to Differ semi-final is Fabian Chibundo. Fabian, congratulations. Thank you. Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you, Praise, for taking part. You did so well. You performed well in both your round of 16 and today. And remember that out of over 250 applicants, you were in the top 10%. Well done to you and congratulations again. It was great to meet you. Now your I Beg to Differ journey ends here, but if you apply again, maybe we'll go again. We've got food waiting for you downstairs. We will send you your topic on Thursday. Look out for it. Yes, everybody has to finish debating so that it will be equal, so you don't get an advantage over whoever your opponent is going to be, Fabian. We'll send you your topic on Thursday so you can get ready for your semi-final match on Monday. Congratulations again, Fabian. You can leave the studio now. Well done to both of you. That was fun, Lagos, wasn't it? I had a great time. I don't know about you. I love to hear about it. Give me a call on 0700-993-993-993, 01465-7190. Let's take a break. When we come back from this break, Lagos, let's talk.
The round of 16 was full of upsets.
Well done, Clement, and it was good to see you.
Both playoff qualifiers beat their automatic opponents.
The system also gives machine-like students focus.
As it is, that's why most of them have been out of the country for many years.
And underdogs beat the top seeds in upset.
Some of us played a lot of time on social media.
After upset.
Nobody wants to associate with an irresponsible.
After upset.
Private operators are better.
But some of the top 8 made it to the Elite 8.
We must consider that presently, the country is at it.
And we even have one top 4 seed left.
The Nigerian President Democratic System of Government.
Will they keep the flying flag? Or will the underdogs finish the job? It's quarterfinals week in the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. Monday.
My name is Fabian.
I am Praise Ofomezie.
One winner. Tuesday.
My name is Stephanie Ahmed.
My name is Ebule Timothy.
One winner. Wednesday.
My name is Sajike Debrajos.
My name is Afolani Busari Emmanuel.
One winner. Thursday.
Akwara Dualichi.
I am Musa Nicolas.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, for each debate that airs at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, Obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Puka Hunt.
Hey, Ben, Mr. Study Abroad, welcome back.
Thanks, Monet. I missed Accra. What's up?
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those. Those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.